G'day partners, Harry with you from Sectional Star Tips, here to take you through our selections for this coming Saturday. We've got 8 selections for you spread across Randwick, Sandown and Eagle Farm. Just quickly checking the weather forecast for those locations, expecting very warm and sunny weather in both Sydney and Brisbane. And for Melbourne, expecting some light showers, so we've taken that into consideration with our selections. So let's get stuck into it. Our first selection at Randwick, looking at race 6, horse number 3, Chilly Girl for the win. So it's second up here. First up was an awesome win, running over the top of Blue Door, who it just stalked and ran past late to win well. Just looking at the sectionals there, it was a very slick 800 metre time. And in particular, it produced a really strong final 200 metre split. Stays at the 56 kilos here under the set weights, but it's up to the 1200 meters, and just looking at the sectional profile, that looks to suit. Draws well again in barrier 3 here, so we know it's going to stalk the leader, and it's going to get another really good one run and get a good chance to run over the top to win here again. So I think for a horse that's kicked off this preparation really well, it looks like it can go on with it again over the 1200 meters. So that's Randwick, race 6, horse number 3, Chilly Girl for the win. For our next selection, we go over to race 7. We're looking at horse number 1, Headley Grange for the win. So it's first up here. Where it's won 3 times before, it's also a track and distance winner at Randwick over the 1400. So just going back and looking at its first up run last preparation, it ran really well in the Canterbury Stakes. It drew really wide there and ran on well. It doesn't have that problem today in this race. It's going to get barrier 2, so it's going to get a really nice run, preferably with a bit of cover just behind the leaders, and it should be able to run on well. Just look through its form. Obviously, it's a Group 1 winner up in Queensland, but also looking at its run previously in the All Ages over the 1400, it arguably could have won there as well when it got a wide trip and only finished a length and a half off them. So this horse has talent. It's definitely a Group 1 level horse now, and it can definitely race well here over the 1400 metres in Group 2 company. So that's Randwick, race 7, horse number 1, Headley Grange for the win. For our next selection, we're going over to race 8. We're looking at horse number 5, Roslyn Star for the place. So it's second up here. That's a horse we've been following on Sectional Star Tips. It's coming off a 6-week freshen up in between its first up run, where it raced really well to beat Grand Impact really easily. The trial coming into this, it beat Headwall, who it faces here, but the trial it won by some margin over 3 lengths and looked to have really good speed. The sectionals and its first up win, just a really solid 800 metre figure on the day. We know it's won over the 1,000 metres previously, and it just looks to have returned a sharp sprinting horse. It's always had talent, but it just looks to have taken that next step to be able to compete up at a group level company. So I think for a sharp sprinter that's won its first up start, it's trailing well, it's got this fitness edge over the rivals here, I think it represents a really good bet for a place. Just looking at the time recording, there was $2.40, $2.45 around for a place. I think that's really good value for a fit horse. That's going to get a good run from the draw, and I think it's going to be fighting out the finish. So that's Randwick, race 8, horse number 5, Roslyn Star for a place. For our next selection, we go over to race 9 at Randwick. We're looking at horse number 1, Cheerwolf for the win. So it's second up here. It's a nice run first up. We're racing the Wink Stakes. It followed Gringotts there and ended up finishing next to Idle Flyer. We know they're both two of our better Group 1 horses. Just looking at the sections there, just a good kickoff run, solid 800 metre figure. Just peaked slightly late, as you expect first up, for a miler. So now we're second up. We're up to the mile where it loves it. It's won four times at the mile, including a Group 1 level. It's a track and distance winner three times. Only slight niggle would be the draw, but just looking at the map, there's not much pace underneath it, so I think it should be able to slot in somewhere in the midfield and peel out well to hit the line hard over the mile. So I think for a good tough mile, it's won at Group 1 level before, and it's a highest rated horse here underweight for age conditions. I think that's a good win bet. So that's Randwick Race 9, horse number 1, Chairwolf. For our next selection, we're going over to Sandown, looking at race number 5, horse number 10, Portinari, each way. So it's racing well, this preparation, without winning. Last start was a good run, a Group 3 level. In the race, won by Natural Fling, but this horse drew wide, got back, and had to circle the field and run on. So just looking at the sectional profile there, looks like it's suited to come up to the 1300 metres. Draws much better here in Barrier 4, so it should be able to set a lot closer to the speed here. And I think for a horse that should have a peak run over the 1300 metres, and it's coming out of a strong race run at a quick time, I think that's a good formula for a horse that's going to run well. So that's Sandown, race 5, horse number 10, Portinari. For next selection, we go over to race 8 at Sandown. We're looking at horse number 11, Extra Galactic, each way. So it's first up here. Awesome trial, just going to the front. Clicked up slightly and just won easily. It was awesome all after preparation. It started in benchmark 62 level, and it went all the way up to the Group 1 Goodwood, where it ran on really hard and only just missed in the photo, so unlucky not to be a Group 1 winner already. Draws well here in Barrier 2, so it's going to get a good run behind the pace. Just needs the gaps open up, and we know, looking at the sectional data of Extra Galactic, it can produce an elite 600 metre burst, which is well up to Group 1 standard. So I think over the 1,000 metres in Barrier 2, if it's close enough, it's going to be running on to the finish at really good odds. So just looking at the time recording, there was $11, $12 around. So I think that's a good each-way bet for a really talented sprinter that's produced Group 1 quality times. I think it's good formula and good value. So that's Sandown, race 8, horse number 11, Extra Galactic, each way. For our next selection, we go over to race 10 at Sandown. We're looking at horse number 5, Changing Colours for the win. So it's fourth up here. Racing really well, looking for three wins in a row. That was a really strong win last start over the 1500 metres in benchmark 84 grade, which it stays at here. Back up to the mile looks good, where it's won before. Just looking at the sections from its last start win, it's doing its best work over the final 200 metres, which is a good profile for a strong miler, and also draws well here in Barrier 4. So last start, I had to circle the whole field. Here it's going to get a much better run, closer to the leaders, and be able to sprint hard at the finish. So I think for a horse that's racing well, we know it's already won in this grade, it draws well to get another good run. I think that's a really good formula for a win. So at Sandown, race 10, horse number 5, Changing Colours. And for our last selection, we're going over to Eagle Farm. We're looking at race 9, horse number 12, Maria Clara, for the win. So racing well this preparation. That was a really good win last start at Doomben over the 1200 metres. It drew slightly wide and then got up on heels of a runner in front of it, so struggled to settle for the first 400-500 metres, but once it did, it got in the three wide train, and once it got wound up in the straight, it finished off really well. So I think for a horse that's getting a nice draw here in barrier five, I think it's going to look, on the base on the map, it looks like it's going to sit off just off the leader. And I think importantly, it settles down in the weights at 54 kilos. So I think for a horse that's coming off a really good win, section will show it has ability and it's mapping well here to stalk the leaders. I think that's a good formula for a win bet. So that's Eagle Farm, race 9, horse number 12, Maria Clara. So there you go, punters. There is our 8 selections for this coming Saturday. Remember, as always, stay disciplined on the punt, and I look forward to chatting to you all next week.